The Adventures of Ruby.
I paid a visit to the home of Harold Matisse, the person responsible for programming Angel Lips. He was a little reluctant to talk, but he finally gave in to my subtle feminine charm and other less subtle persuasions.
Please stop blasting my droidimals.
Okay. So tell me about the Black Star.
It's believed to be a source of energy coming from out there in the stars.
We are in the stars.
It's believed to be coming from somewhere in the Phoenix system. It may be a cosmic intelligence. Or some believe it may be alien beings benevolently manipulating our thinking. Or possibly it is none of these. Simply morphogenetic fields of memory left behind by the original Nullians that once existed on this planet.
Okay. Could this stuff coming from, wherever it's coming from, affect the electronic media on this planet?
Not in its present stage.
And where do you figure in all of this?
Well, 100 years ago, I probably would have been a writer, creating characters on paper. Today, I create programs for androids. They are my characters. They are extensions of my thinking.
Like the android system.
Yes, like that. The principle you apparently fail to grasp is simply something need not exist physically to exist.
Yeah.
Do you exist, Ruby?
Huh?
Do you exist materially? Did Sherlock Holmes exist? Mental existence and material existence can be quite different, and usually are. Electronic media has become so sophisticated it now bypasses material reality and creates mental existence. But most people still don't distinguish the difference. Not that it really matters.
Yeah, to you it doesn't matter.
Ruby, my advice is ignore reality as much as possible. You'll be much happier.
I hate this business. They think I'm sneaky. They call me Rodent. I told them my name was Rodent, not Rodent. Do I look like a rodent?
Of course not, sadly.
Yes, I am a Kapoorian from a long line of proud Kapoorians. We are not rodents, are we, Mother?
No, son.
Yes, just because we have long teeth, they like to make fun of me. It's always been like that, hasn't it, Mother?
Yes, son.
Yes, I hate this business. Do they think I enjoy double-crossing my friends? I take little pleasure in that. I could have been someone.
A beaver?
Yes, a bee. What do you mean, a beaver?
Just a little joke. You could have been a sculptor.
Yes, a sculptor.
You could have gnawed great works.
Yes. Great works. Something to sign my name to. Something to be proud of. To become immortal. But now what can I sign? Some small chiselings. Society has made me into what I am. Isn't that right, Mother?
It was your father.
My father? What father?
He left before you were born, the rat.
Yes, my father, the rat. No, don't call him that. I remember his picture before you burnt it. Those dark, beady eyes, the slicked back fur, his pointed nose, his yellow teeth, his long whiskers. He was handsome, my father.
Angel Lips, you've come back.
Just say goodbye, Endor.
You said goodbye, I don't know how many times.
This is the final goodbye.
Oh? There's no hope for us?
No. Goodbye.
I just want...
Shh. No more. No more, Endor.
But I want to hold your hand.
I'll always remember you, Endor.
Oh.
There'll always be a spot for you. Here.
Where?
Here. In my little android heart.
Oh.
There, there. You know Mother loves you, Rodent.
Rodent! You know how I hate to be called a rodent.
Just a little joke.
Not funny, Mother. I am not happy.
Give your mummy a kiss, all right?
All right.
True as the name, digging's a game. I guess you'd call it archaeology. I call it a dig. Dig, dig, dig. That's my business. So, there I was sitting in the Tula bar, all alone, listening to Harvey play on the qualo. And the image of Angel Lips came to me. I remember the last time I saw her, she was standing under a street lamp. Darling, I remember where we used. Hello, Angel Lips.
Hello, Professor.
Why'd you leave me, Angel Lips?
I didn't want to leave you.
You didn't?
A voice told me to go.
A voice? You hear voices?
Now and then, doesn't everyone?
Now and then, maybe. I don't know.
Do you dream?
Dream, of course. Everyone dreams. Everyone dreams, except androids. You don't dream.
I have dreams.
You do dream? What do you dream of? Electric sheep?
I dream of the Black Star.
The Black Star? What do you know about the Black Star?
I...
What? Yes.
I...
Yes.
I can't tell you.
Can't tell? Why not? Why can't you tell me?
I'm programmed to distract people if they ask.
Distract, huh? How?
I've never liked that habit of yours.
Habit?
The way you repeat everything.
Repeat everything?
What? Yes.
Yes, yes, I do repeat everything. That's true.
Well,
I
not
do.
Everything.
No, not everything. Well, bartender came over and nudged me on the shoulder. I sort of came to my senses and returned from my daydream, if you want to call it that. I ordered another drink, and then I drifted off into another reverie, and I thought about someone else I'm very fond of. Not in the same way, mind you. You have to understand that. I mean, strictly above the board, Molière, chief of the mole people. I remember the time Molière told me Ruby was in trouble. Yeah, there you are.
I believe Ruby is in trouble.
In trouble?
I had a dream.
A mole dream?
I saw Ruby in a dungeon, and she was being tortured by a grunt.
A what?
By a grunt.
A what?
By a grunt.
Spit it out! Spit it out!
By a grunt.
A grunt?
Dragon.
A grunt dragon?
Grunt.
Are you crazy? There's no dragons.
It was a grunt dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. It's a dream. Yeah, I remember that as though it were just yesterday. Funny how things come back to you like that. Well, this is TJ Giroux saying, so much for memories. Good night.
Would you like to know
how to fool around with a Frankie and score?
My name is Angel.
My name is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters. We are a game men like to play. It is easy to turn me on. It is easy to turn me on. It is easy to turn me off. It is easy to turn me off. We are easy. We are the Android Sisters. Now, here is the way to play
Fool Around with a Frankie
and score. Now, the proper sequence. Place your lips here. Place your lips here. Oh. Bite me gently. Here.
bite me gently. Here.
Now take your hand and move it. Here.
Yes. Now take your hand and move it here.
Now lower. Oh, yes.
Lower.
Not too fast, not too slow. Do you see how easy it is?
We could drive you crazy
in
an instant.
Shame on you. Did it really happen?
Did it really take place?
And if so, where? It happened in your mind. Shame on you.
Do you see how easy it is
to control
your mind?
And we are only androids.
What do we know?
If we can do that to you,
think of what they do to you.
All